Okay, Rebbe. Since today's shiur is the Hagdaras Mitzvah Sukkah, so we know the Mishnah says on Chav Zayin Amrala, Reb Lezer Omer Abba, that Seisudus Chayv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, that he holds that you should have two meals a day in the Sukkah for 7 days, so 14 meals. And the Chachamim Omer Eino Dover Kitzva. No, there's no limit, there's no set amount, except for the first night. Chutz Mileo Yontav Rishon Shachag Bovat. First night, then you have to eat in the Sukkah. So the Gemara says, many times the Rav Lezer Teshuva came to Duru. Madir achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, of Sukkah achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. So Rav Lezer says, Teshuva came to Duru, just like in your house you eat two meals a day, so too in the Sukkah. Rabbanan says, Kedira. Madiri by ochil by lochil, sukanami by ochil by lochil. That in your house there's no restriction, you do whatever you want in your house. So the same thing, you do whatever you want in the sukkah. Yehachi afilo el yontav rishonami. So why don't you say that about the first night as well? So the Gemara says, no, there's different because you learn how to. Xavier Shava. Tesvav. Nemarkan Chamishasar by Pesach. Nemarkan Chamishasar Malalon Lila Rishon Chovim Kanavalachos of Kan Lila Rishon Chovim Kanavalachos. The Hasim Nolan, how you know you have to eat matzah the first night? Because it says by Erev Tovchlu matzahs. Okay, good. So this is the din. So now, there is a halacha on page 3. Gemara Sukkah Chesamid base. Tana Bana Ganvach. Sukkah's Ganvach is good. Parshat Pshat, Sukkah's Goyim, Sukkah's Noshim, Behema, Kusim. So if a Goyim makes a Sukkah, Pashtus is, then it's good. Rav Shechter pointed out, I think, once, that someone to learn it means made for a Goyim, because Sukkah's Behema, I think Rav Shechter pointed out, it's hard to say the behemoth made the sukkah. Maybe it's made for the sukkah. Or somewhat learned that maybe the behemoth just carved out the hay. But the pashup shad means the goy made the sukkah. Sukkah's goy. So the Gemara says it's kosher. Sukkah. We call makom shera. What's that? No. Sukkah's goy is made by goy. As long as it's made properly. So the kasha that's asked is the following. There is a famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam on page 5 in the Gemara in Gittin on Mamhamed Beis. The Gemara says, first, let's look in the Gemara. The Tani Reb Himnuna Berei Derava Mipar Shunya Say V'Torah Tefillin Mezuzah Shesh Kosvon Minu Moser V'Kachovim V'Eved Isha V'Katan Psulim K'shatim K'saftim Kol Shei Yeshnu B'Kshir Yeshnu B'Ksiva. So in other words, Katan can't write a Sefer Torah. Katan can't write a Sefer Torah, right? Because it's page 5. K'shatim u'ksaftim. So if you're not mechuyev in tefillin, you can't write tefillin. Right? So Tosa says, Kol sheyesh b'kshira, v'kan omer rabbeinu tam, de'ein isha agedis lulav, v'osa tzitzis. Ken v'delo miftikado. That a woman cannot... A woman cannot make dalad minim. What do you make dalad minim? It means to apply the dalad minim together. Because she's not mechuyev. It's the same principle over here. Just like if you're not mechuyev in tefillin, kshartam, you don't put on tefillin, you can't write tefillin. What? So the question that Tosa's answer asks is, so how come Sukkah's ganvach? So Goy can make a sukkah. So the Kasha Tois is asking Rabbi Natan. If Rabbi Natan says, Rabbi Natan extends it. The Gemara only said a person who doesn't put on tefillin, is not mechuyev in tefillin, can't write the tefillin. So Rabbi Natan extends it to other things as well, any mitzvah. If you can't, if you're not mechuyev in dal minim, so you can't.
Is that a similar concept where like women cannot, you know, say Abdullah for a man?
No, that's a different idea. That's if you're mechuyev, if I'm not mechuyev chveis in shofar, I can't blow shofar for you. Like a woman can't be the balt of keya, right. She's not mechuyev in shofar, right. Even though women try to do it. But here, the different thing here is making the cheftza shel mitzvah.
Making itself, not
making the making the tefillin or making the lulav, so to speak.
Hanukkah, also making candles, making
Shabbos
candles, everything.
What do you mean? She's Kayev in Hanukkah.
A goy.
A goy? Well,
you don't need them.
You don't see that.
But what does it mean to make a candle?
I mean, the mitzvah is not to put a candle, the mitzvah is to light it.
Yeah, so you can say the same thing. The mitzvah is not to make the right. So would he say the same thing about putting the oil in the but that is not a heftza. Okay, I have to think about that. It's a good question. So the question is, so how come if a goy can't write tefillin because he's not mechuyev tefillin, so how come a goy can make a sukkah? That's the question.
When it says make a sukkah, is it also not talking about the din that there's a tikkun by the sukkah? Like, you sit there and you move the sukkah, and there's a tikkun by the sukkah. But, like, with tzitzis, the film, there's no tikkun.
Yeah, but we don't need the tikkun.
Is that what it's saying? When it says it's kosher, it means you don't even need a tikkun.
You don't need a tikkun. So there is a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer on page 13. Simitov Pe'ala. He says, "Dasha ben Atam, the Eini shows that tzitzis will get his lulav. Kain sheinu mechuyevus. Moshe pesul luksivus tefillin. Kain sheinu mekshira. The Tamua, the Maishna misukas ganvach. Page 13. In other words, how come? Right, that's the kasha. Okay. Then he's going to say, "Venir el yasher. The kachim had the perak ru bezdin kafu v'ochol matzah." If somebody forced you to eat matzah, so the verse says, who forced you? Ilay mekafu shade. A shade forced you? Meaning that you got some spook inside of you. So then you're a shaita. So of course you're not yotze. Because the Ramashim Shachal b'shashay a potter. If you had a ruach shtus in you, and you ate it, then you were potter. Because you're mechalitza. The shoyte im hayam bar kavane begor omer gaba fay kasher. That says, so he says that a shoyte could do chalitza. If it was go to Lomed Al Gaba. So why? Cheresh could do it. The only reason he can is he ain't a Bar Kriya. But had he not been a Bar Kriya, it would be kosher, even though it's parted from the mitzvahs.
Is it applicable if you're drunk as well?
So one second. Drunk? Maybe. It's the difference between drunk and being a shaita, I don't know. So he says, so Avni Deis, it says like this. Achilik Poshet. The Shani Chalitzu du Rach Matir, the Ishul Linosi. Okay, we'll look past Lani Minu Bar Chiyuba. We'll shchit ik shere b'kotten. So he says he is sowed here, the Avni Nezer, that certain things are mitzvahs and certain things are matir.
We had it.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. Because we had it.
Had the role.
So he says a chiddush. He says, when it comes to a mitzvah, like tefillin, so if you're not a bar chiyuv in the mitzvah, so you can't write tefillin because you're not a bar chiyuv in tefillin. But something that's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir, so he says, then you could do the matir even if you're not the bar chiyuv. That's his yisod. So therefore, look what he says. In the Oshei, V'yatzalanu says the Avni Nezim. He said the sukkah shapir yeshlomer shasukkah matir achila tiel v'sheina. He says that whereas a person has to live during sukkahs, so the he has to eat, he has to sleep. So the sukkah is letting him do these things. And he's medayik the lashon haGemara, mechitza tluya materas besukkah. Okay, look, I mean, Pasha just means that it's good for sukkah, but he takes it literally. It's a matir. That's why. So he says. So that's his yisod. So his voice says that's why shechit of cotton is good, because the cotton, because shechit is just a matir. So if it's a matir, then even if you're a lav bar chiyuv, that's the Avnei Nezer. And that's why a shoyter could do chalitza. You need someone to give you the proper kavana, but go to Lo Ben Al Gaba. But once you have that, you do. It's not a mitzvah. It's a matir. You want to. It's not like tefillin. You have to put on tefillin every day. You want to remarry. So you do chalitza. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. Oh, so for many years I was very distraught with this Avnei Nezer. And on page 16, you have the Sefer Orach Meisharim. Who was Orach Meisharim? There's Rav Palev. Rav Palev is a Rosh Yeshiva here. For many, many years. Like he died in the 60s. He was like 40 years. And the family's in Teaneck, right? What? Well, Marvin, he's here, right. They're Englewood and
awesome.
And the Rosenbaum. Right. Rosenbaum, sure. He went to the Y&J school. Anyone go? That's the Rosenbaum's. Okay, he was a Rosh Yeshiva here for many years. He was a Talmud of Ravissa Zalman. Rav Chalap tells of the story. You know, who did Ravissa Zalman's daughter marry? Rav Aaron Cutler. But Rav Chalap points out that was only because the first idea he had was his daughter should marry Rav Palev. But Rav Palev was already engaged, so he couldn't marry him. So therefore he I don't know if you remember in the third floor, first hall, Rav Schechter's old classroom used to have a platform before your time. Then they took away the platform, then he moved to Gluck, but there used to be a platform in the shiurim. Rav Shach used to give shiur on a platform. So why the platform? The platform was made for Rav Palayev because he was short. So when he gave shiur, it was hard to see him. So they they put up a platform. So Rav Gifter was a Talmud of Rav Palayev. Rav Gifter considered Rav Palayev his rebbe. And this svarim chilufei mechtavim between he was his rebbe here, and then Rav Gifter went to Tells. Then he became ultimately the Rosh Shiva of Tells. But they kept up. He kept up with his rebbe from here. Rav Palayev was his rebbe. Talmud Ravisa Zalman. So he has the kasha. He says, I don't know what in the how could Avni Nezer says this word that it's a matir. But how can you say that? What about for the first night? The first night is not a matir. The first night is the chi of mitzvah. So how do you say that? And l'chor sukkas ganvach, we never see any posik to say sukkas ganvach is not good for the first night. So the Avni Nezer sod is just like by shechita is a matir. That's what he assumes. So therefore, you don't have to be a bar chiyuva. So even a cotton could choich. That's the Avni Nezer sod. So why don't you say the same thing by so you want to say sukkah is a matir. It's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. But what about the first night? Hey, stomachatani kshera. Last three lines. Afil belel rishon. Vehi kshera belel rishon. Havi belel rishon eina materis. El chiyuvis. Vitzorach iim godol. So this was bothering me for like many years now.
That sukkah might be a mitzvah, not a mitzvah.
No, because if you're assuming that Avni Nezer says that sukkah is a matir, and that's why you don't need a bar chiyuva to build a sukkah. Therefore, sukkah's ganvach is good, because you only have to be a bar chiyuva according to Rabbi Natam by a mitzvah lulav. So a woman is not chayav lulav; she can't make the lulav. She can't kosher the dalminim together. So, but he's saying that, but by a matir, even if you're not allowed bar chiyuva, so. So in other words, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Gemara says, a woman, a person's not bar chiyuva, can't write tefillin. That's the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam extends it beyond tefillin. The drush in the Gemara, k'shartim k'safta. Rabbeinu Tam says, even any mitzvah, like lulav. There's no gzeres hakosuv over there. A woman's not mechuyev in lulav. She can't kosher the dalaminim together. Like Jesse said, l'man domer lulav tzarecheger. Sure. So they asked, the Tosis asked the Kashan Rabbi Tam, so how come Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher? How come Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher?
The answer is that it's a
mitzvah. So Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher, blah, blah, blah. So he says, no, because Sukkah's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. So just like Shechita. Why Shechita's cotton good? A lot of reasons. But Avni Nezer says, he thinks the reason is because it's just a matir.
He just asked
no, but the question is, how can you say it's only a matir, but the first night, the first night you have to eat in the sukkah. The rest of the time, if you want to eat, yeah, you eat in the sukkah. So sukkah is matir you to eat.
Could you say that?
In other words, like shechita, I want to eat meat, so you don't have to eat meat. But if you want to eat meat, you have to shech. So it's matir. So the question is, well, what about the first night? So is the Avni Nezer going to say in Echanami the first night the Sukkah's Gavach is not good? Maybe in Echanami, maybe you'll have to say that, but you don't find that in Poskim. And he doesn't address it. Like the Avni Nezer doesn't even. Usually, you read the Shagasari, any question you think on the Shagasari, he'll already ask the question about Bornet, and, you know, and here he doesn't. So if you're not, you know, I'm a big believer in the Avni Nezer and the Chalkas Yoav. You know, these people were, you know, the biggest, in my opinion. And I could say, you know, it's a different style. They were, you know, Polish, they weren't the brisker style. So, you know, so they're not, some people don't use it as much. But they're very big. So what's pshat in the Avni Nezer? What's pshat in the Avni Nezer? So I was working on this packet for you guys, and I went to Moshe Shapiro and says, you know what we got to do? we got to look into a new Avni Nezer and see if some of the footnote, you know, one of these footnote people, So lo and behold, so he found me, they have this idea. What they did is they made Avni Nezer al Hashas. Now Avni Nezer didn't write on Shas, but they took the tshuva, and they put Sukkah. So all the tshuvas of Sukkah, they put on Seder Hadaf. They call it Avni Nezer al Hashas. So on Sukkah's Gavach, so lo and behold, the guy who put it together has a footnote about this question. Lefum Riyata in Muvan, Avim Sfirla Avni Nezer, the Israel who lech al Chutz LaSukkah, Mikomokot Chilosa Machlas HaMitzah, Heichi Tachal Omesh HaSukkah Eina El Matir. First of all, he didn't not sure the whole thing. Pasha says it's a mitzvah even the rest of the day. Kiya mitzvah. And the issur stems from the mitzvah. That you're not doing... Okay, but that I can hear. But old kasha, haray, his eye is Delilah Rishon, who vadai mitzvah gemura. That's his kasha. So again, I was bothered by this for many, many years. I was losing sleep over this... this Avni Nezer. But I love the Avni Nezer. But, you know, it's pilpul. It's good. So he wants to say pshat. This I don't even know who wrote it. I don't know if he even says the name who wrote it. Achi tachin ma'ol shekavodas advarim kachi. The mitzvah hi be'emes hachidu b'sukkah. That's the mitzvah. Achim kaim mitzvah gufa shal sukkah. Al yidei ha'sukkah. In other words, he says it. The mitzvah is eating in the sukkah. But it's not like you do the mitzvah with the sukkah. It's not like dalet minim. You take the v'kevin shekach lo shech klal hatzich she'osa es ha'sukkah mishu b'achiv d'malon l'asos v'kevin d'lo b'sukkah chayal din ha'mitzvah ela b'achiv l'b'socha v'edzak itfilin she'em d'var mitzvah tzorech l'anicham. And the mitzvah sukkah who loaded the sukkah v'lo b'beiso. So he wants to say, what he means to say is that sukkah, you don't do the mitzvah. It's not like a chefzah shel mitzvah that you do it with the. Whereas the mitzvah is the eating, and you have to do it in the sukkah. So, and you have to do it the first night, but that matters you to eat it. So it's not like the dalminim, that the dalminim is the chefza shell. So therefore, the chefza has to be made by the fibir zeh shayochim advarim gamal kazayis rishon. The apu vaday mitzvah become mocha machilu b'sukkah hu mitzvah v'lo shasukhi devar mitzvah. That's what he wants to say.
That doesn't explain that disagrees with us.
No, he wants to say that's pshat li'avni nezer.
But then
what it means a matir.
Don't worry about it being a matir because your net's not a chetza anyway. So
no, it's a matir. In other words, if the rest of the time you don't have to eat at all. First night you have to eat, so you have to eat in the sukkah. So the sukkah lets you eat, and now it's a chova. But it's not like it's a chetza shel mitzvah the same way that a dalminim or it's a very dakistic. If it's the pshat of the Avni Nezer, might just say in a chanami the first night it's not good, but so he's what do you say, Joshua?
The Avni Nezer is saying that it is a chetza, but it's only a matir, so it's okay for ganvesh.
Yeah.
So this over here is saying that no, it's, and he's disagreeing. He's saying it's not a chetza. Avni Nezer is saying it's a chetza mitzvah, but it's a matir. He's saying it's not a chetza at all. So then, if it's not a chetza at all, then Avni Nezer doesn't have to have the whole thing about a matir.
No, but
matter.
It's still something that you're doing a mitzvah with. I mean, it's still connected to your mitzvah.
Okay, but
still connected to your mitzvah. So he's just saying that, but it's not like that. Like you're not doing the mitzvah with the sukkah. You're doing the mitzvah by eating, and you have to be in the sukkah. As opposed to doing the mitzvah with the lulav. You're doing a maisa with the lulav. You're doing a maisa with the tefillin. You're doing a maisa with the... So then... So that's the ikar chefza shel mitzvah. Because you're doing it, the mitzvah with it. Here, you're doing the mitzvah in the sukkah. So the sukkah is mati you to do the mitzvah, so to speak.
What about by svarim? Women aren't going to clear the land. Can they publish or can they print?
Yeah, because there, the bottom line is, it's printed.
Oh.
There's no chefzah shel mitzvah. It's not like a lulav.
you have a sefer. So you have a sefer. It's not like there's no mitzvah. It's not a cheftish. Tefillin, you have to have a tefillin made in a certain way, etc.
So could women teach Torah?
Women teaching Torah is a whole, we're getting too far afloat. Now, there is a sefer called Koheles Yaakov. Rav Schacht is into the sefer. It was written by the Mishkanos Yaakov himself. It's not as popular as the Mishkanos Yaakov, it's a sefer on Masechtos. So Rav Schacht likes quoting this Koheles Yaakov. He gives a different answer to the question. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam has his yisod that you can't what? You can't. What's Rabbeinu Tam's yisod? That a woman can't make lulav, she can't kosher the dal minim together because she's not mitzuva. So the Tosis has a kasha, so how come sukkah's ganvach? So the Avni Nezer says we mate. So the Mishkanos Yaakov says he thinks the answer is li nira. In the time of sukkah, he says it's only talking about things that you need lishma. If you need lishma, and a woman is not mitzuva, so she can't shaf lishma. But sukkah doesn't need lishma, right? Sukkah just needs that it's made l'shem tzel. It doesn't need l'shma. So the Mela, the whole Yisod, is only said by, it's a din l'shma. Then Rav Shach, when they came out with a say, Chazon Nochem, for Dr. Lamb's, when it was, he was a certain age, they came out with a say for Yovel for him. I forget which age it was. And then they had people write, so Rabbi Shachter wrote a piece about this. And he says, on page 25, the last paragraph, he quotes this Mishkanos Yaakov. The Shani Sukkah hold the Kaimelon Kibes Yilu. The Lomach Chishite Asiv Sukkah Lashma. The male, because we hold, Beishami says he needs Lashma. Beis Yilu says you don't need. So we pass him like Beis Yilu. The male, Ainz Shamat Sorech Li Yeshno Batoris. In other words, the whole din of Yeshno Batoris is a din in making Lashma. The only things that need lishma, like, for example, the Gemara says that a goy can make matzah. Well, the nochem and taurus, how can they make it? The goy is not a taurus. But matzah, you don't need lishma. You just need that it's a question about matzah.
Lulav needs to be put together, lishma.
1 second. Oh, so he says over here. He says over here. Yeah, page 27. Kamiya Niralom al Pipchuto, the Mashakosa Rabbein Tam, Shein Yisho Ogenes is a Lulav. He says, like Jesse, that's only according to Shitas Rabbi Huda, that's Lulav Tzarech Egel Likuva. And we learned it out from Sukkah. And there's a Din Tasav Loman also. Well, the Vina Rakshi, 1 second. Mel Pshita, the Yevshal of Sol. He says like this. Eidach de Litzor Tzivir Ben Aminim, El Gidei L'Shavi Asiyah Shal Dal Minim, Pima Shal Gezer Sol. Have this look at Chil Mitzvah Logdo. Vina Kavana de Vina Lamai Sagida, the Vina Rakshi Yagot, Eshach Dun Vishnum. Let me see this back. Let's look back in the Koheles Yaakov, in the Koheles Yaakov. Yeah, so he's understanding that I'm, that's left. Yeah, he's saying, I don't know, but that's the Mishkanos. That you can argue on the Mishkanos Yaakov. And Eini Yishol also tzitzis will get his lulav came into lo mifkuta. Those who are in near the Britannia run.
Sukkah's noshim ksheira, feel but sits is ksheira, see us noshim of the bar lishmo, kolchim sukkah. Yeah, that's what he's assuming. That's what he's assuming. That the asiyas ha, if you lulu of tzarech eged, so doing it l'shem mitzvah. Yes, that's what the Mishkos Yaakov would say. Okay, so he quotes the Reb Chaim on page 26. You know, Reb Chaim quotes, this is, they say, the only time Reb Chaim quotes a contemporary. He quotes of Simcha Zelig. Simcha Zelig was the Dayan in Brisk. Simcha Zelig Rieger. So he quotes him. So his word is, this is a typical Brisker word. In other words, like Rabbi Tuchman just said, Godol Lomar Al Gabav makes Lishma. But so why can't a guy write a get with a godol omer al gabov? So the Gemara says because goy adaitiv the nafshe kavit. So the simul shan means that a guy he's not listening to you. He has his own mind. But the Rav Chaim quotes from simul zel, no, it's haloche. That since he's mufka, apidin is mufka militzol lishma. So Mela, it's not going to help, let alone Menal Gaba. Yeah. So he's saying the Sukkah doesn't need Lishma according to Beis Hillel. That's his word. Sukkah doesn't need Lishma according to Beis Hillel. And Lulav, he's saying it needs Lishma. Okay, that's the. But the Avnei's word is a different word. It's a difference between a matter and a mitzvah, something to think about.
The Shach to say that, like when they make it hot, so it doesn't have a shame sukkah, and then the yotzit is shame, kal shem shemayim. So they didn't make the shame sukkah on it, they just built the structure. It doesn't have, like the Gemara says, he made the alchemy, and that's a shame or shan. That's like
a,
it has a shame in and of itself. But by, even if it's not so, somehow it has a shame or shame. But by sukkah, don't build something, the animal does it, but being, it's not the same kind of chesed, meaning shame shemayim chalala.
No.
But that only happens on the yotzit happens. Like they didn't do that, like the yotzit did.
Okay.
So it's not like they created a chesed from mitzvah. When they created it, it wasn't from mitzvah. It's just, it could have been only, it could have been there
in the Eva, because there's
the
creation.
So once it's a
kosher
sukkah, and then
someone... Yeah, but the chal shem shemayim and the hechsher sukkah are two separate things. Because you see, making the sukkah, you can make a shechianu. You make the sukkah. We make shechianu b'shachmiv 3 days before. So there's something in the asiyas sukkah.
But let's say you don't make. Let's say you don't. Right. But then let's say someone makes a sukkah before, and he doesn't have it. He doesn't make a shechianu anymore. And then sukkah comes. It's up top, you know, you can do sukkah. But you sit in it.
Yeah, as long as it made l'shem tzel. So
okay,
it's good.
So you're right, so if someone has in mind before, so but if someone doesn't have in mind before, so let's say the guy doesn't have it, let's say his task doesn't mean anything. But I'm thinking, well, Zuk has come, so may it look as
well. Yeah.
So I could say that it's not as like, it's not him shopping the sukkah.
No, because you don't need the Kedushas Hayom for the Sukkah. There's a famous Rashba in Beitza Daf Lamed that says Sukkah's Ganvach doesn't have Chal Shem Shemayim. Two separate halachas. You can have a Sukkah
that has Shem Shemayim, and you have a sukkah that doesn't have Shem Shemayim. You have two different, you know, and if it wasn't made the Shem Mitzvah, then it wouldn't be called Shem Shemayim. So for the Chem Shem Shemayim, you need that. But for the Heksha Sukkah, you just need the Shem Tzel. Okay, this is a fascinating discussion. I think we're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we'll have the Chumash here. There's more here, but there's nothing I could say in 5 minutes that's gonna. So we, the main core of what I wanted to say, the reason I brought this in for two reasons. Why did I bring this up in Nezer? Because we discussed the Tosfos need of a mitzvah and matir. So I want to show you different. And then the other discussion, like Rabbi Telleki pointed out, the question of the Rambam, things that are learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, like Kicha Mistei Ephron. So the Rambam says maybe it's the Rabbanon, according to some. So the question is, would anyone say the first Tesvav is right? So that was the vort of the Yad David or whatever that. So that was the discussion Rabbi Telki had that question about. Show for this. Okay, so we're going to stop it for a 5-minute break, and then we'll do Chumash.